All right, let's skip down the agenda. We'll move to 19. Jackie Ermer, our regional supervisor. Jackie, if you're ready for the Nest Predator Bounty Program update.
Yes, I'm here, Madam Chair, if you can hear me.
We can hear you. Thank you, Jackie.
All right. Good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners and Secretary Roebling. And I'm Jackie Ermer, Regional Wildlife Supervisor for GFMP up in the northeast part of the state. And this morning, I just have a brief update on what kind of numbers we're seeing so far for the 2023 Nest Predator Bounty Program. As you probably recall, this is the fifth year of the program and the second year where it's been open to just youth only for the month of March. And youth are considered in kids under the age of 18. Probably all just remember the month of March was very snowy, lots of blizzards around the state. So we anticipated participation to be pretty slow to start off. We do have scheduled collection days around the state, usually on Tuesdays. And we did have to cancel one of those collection days at the end of March because there was pretty much a statewide blizzard going on. So, but we've had a couple collection days so far. As of yesterday, we had 207 youth that have submitted tails so far this year. They submitted about 1,900 tails. Last year during the month of March, we had about 143 youth. Obviously, we're into April a little bit, so that's why that number is probably a little bit higher here. Overall, we've had about 290 folks submit tails so far, about 3,800 of those. Raccoons, no surprise, is pretty much the number one nest predator submitted so far, followed by opossums and skunks. I did want to, if I'm allowed to share my screen here, wanted to just show you how to get, or just make sure everybody is aware of how you can kind of follow along. We have the tail tracker. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
So this is, should everybody be familiar with our Game Fish and Parks website here? So this hunt tab up here, if you click that, hopefully my computer won't be too slow here. And then the Second Century Initiative is where you can find all of the Nest Predator Bounty information and this bounty program. We'll see how long it takes here. Okay, and this live tail tracker. And there's also over here information about the bounty program, the collection site. So anybody can go on there and see where all the sites are around the state and just some other information. But I wanted to just show you that live tail tracker. So this has some different totals on here. You can see all that. So there's a map here in the middle, different colors in there. So if it's white, there's probably hasn't been any tails submitted from that county yet. As you can see on here, most of the tails so far have been submitted from on the eastern third of the state. Right here are the counties where most of the predators have been submitted so far. So Minnehaha, Coddington, Davison are the top three counties so far. This number right here are the total number of tails that have been submitted to date. And there's been 301 submissions. Now that doesn't necessarily mean 301 different people. That's just how many different times people have submitted. Over here, there's a tracker, the brown here. That's the raccoon. So you can see there's, 82% of all the critters submitted have been raccoons. So it's got that breakdown. And just some different tallies up here on top to what you see here are the number of tails submitted by date. So if I click the by month, this is where you can see the month of March. We had 776 tails submitted in the month of March, even though it was quite snowy. There were some critters out and about. And then in April so far, we've had about 3,100 tails submitted. And you can break that down by the day here too. Here again, submissions by month. So just wanted to show that you, anyone can go on there and kind of keep track of where we're at with TAIL submissions. Again, you know, the maximum is when we reach $500,000 max, it's a $10 per TAIL again this year. We are also giving away one free live trap to all participating youth if they would like one. So far, we've given away 197 live traps to youth. We also have the weekly giveaway, and this year it's actually a raccoon trapping starter kit, and a knife and a copy of the National Trappers Association trapping handbook. And we've had four drawings so far, so there's four lucky youth out there that are learning how to use their raccoon traps right now. And with that, we provide some instruction and have a link to video and everything. So that's where we are at this point with the Nest Predator Bounty Program. We're seeing lots of snow melt, so I'm thinking the critters are going to be out and about, and kids and families are going to be out and about setting their live traps more here in the next few weeks for sure. So with that, if you have any questions, I'll take those.
Any questions for Jackie? Yeah, Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, are we keeping track of the people that are turning in tails, if they're doing it every year, and what is the recruitment for new people that haven't done it before?
Yes, through the chair.
Please.
We do keep track somewhat. We have the number of unique participants. I suppose our GIS folks behind the scenes they could probably do some querying for the actual people, but we do have the number of unique participants from year to year. Obviously, when you start getting we kind of break it into different age classes as well. So you have the youth, and so youth may look like they are decreasing, but in actuality, they might be bumping up to the next age group. But I think probably with a little extra querying, our GIS staff probably could figure out exactly who's who behind the scenes, and you know, we're tracking that with license sales as well. So I don't have those numbers on me right now, but if you would like me to look into those, we sure could.
Was there any other comments, Commissioner Whitmire?
Yeah, Commissioner Whitmire. Yeah, thank you, Jackie. You know, one other thing, just to mention these gravel roads, which you know very well, when the snow started to melt, it became very muddy, and we probably lost a little activity, you know, for folks that wanted to get out and participate in programs like this to that too. So, yeah, I think we're pretty impressed with the numbers that we do have, I guess, all things considered. So, but anyway, thank you for the report, and thank you for sharing that access to look at those numbers. That's good information. Thank you.
Welcome.
Any other questions for Jackie? Very good update, Jackie. Thank you. And I appreciate you showing that map. That's impressive. Thank you.
You're welcome.